there's been a Paul Party met with management last week, and that in relation to the budget book and that, and items that we want to see in it and things that we want to see changed. I mean, unfortunately, they weren't forthcoming, and that, and you know, after meeting with them again for over nearly 2 hours again here this morning in Lifford, and that, I mean, in relation to the commercial rates and that, and what in the budget book. And, you know, as we appreciate, I mean, business out there, you know, it's tight for business. I mean, you know, they're looking for a 5% in the increase of rates. And I mean, we as a party couldn't stand over that. We might stand over a small bit of an increase, but I mean, we need to see stuff change in the budget book. And that's where we stand on the moment, Catherine.
Over the last few years, there have been similar proposals put forward by the executive, but they ultimately were rejected by councillors. Can we see potentially something like that happening again today?
And that, well, I mean, you rightly said, I mean, you know, over that number of years, but we all know in Donegal and that the rates had re-evaluation of the rates, and that's why we weren't in a position to put them up at the year, because people's rates were being looked at. Some business rates came down, some business rates went up in that. So that's why we didn't, because we wanted to get a level playing field until the re-evaluation of the rates were done. We weren't in a position to basically to support that. And as we stand here today, we're still not in a position to support a 5% increase in the times that we're in it. We all know basically, you know, the cost of business. I mean, how difficult it is. I mean, we know coming down the line in the new year, the minimum wage is going to go up. I mean, the auto enrollment is coming in. So these are going to basically put pressure on small business again. And, you know, this is about small business, about small coffee shops, small hairdressers. I mean, these people are giving business in the local community. We have to basically look at these and make sure that they're supported and we help them in every way. And, you know, we're looking at that with the budget book. We've asked for stuff to put into the budget book. The executive will go away now and hopefully they will come back and live up to what we expect to be in the budget book.
Ultimately, though, it's sounding like from what you're saying that you and other councillors are willing to meet the executive halfway, as it were.
Yes, exactly. We told them that. Exactly. I mean, we appreciate, you know, if you want some stuff done, you have to make concessions and that. But we, one thing I can surely tell you, it will not be a 5% increase in rates. That's one thing we will not stand for.